Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year it should be a special Zchus L'Ilui Nishmas. Maris Alta Chana Bas Rav Meir Zev and Maris Chana Bas Rav Yitzchak Yona. The Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph brings the opinion of Abaye that according to Rabbi Chuni Ben Akana, we say Kim Lev D'Rami Ne'evin V'Tzachi of Kares. Because we have Gzeira Shava of Asan Asan. Rava says, and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, we learn from a different source, if a person gives his son over to Molech and we don't judge him, then he gets Kares. The Torah says, my Kares is like your Misa. Just like your Misa patters from Tashlum and so to my Kares. Mora says, what's the nafkamina between Abaye and Rava? A Zar that ate Shum of a coin. According to Abaye, Pater. Because Asan Asan is only a chi of Karis. Every Misa B'day Shemaim. According to Rabbi Yitzchayev, because it says Karis Kami, Karis Shili Kami Shalachem, that has to be Dafka chi of Karis. And the Gemara asks, according to Abaye, how this can be? That he's Pater. Ah, he's already Konet, already when he picks it up, and then when he eats it, then he's Chayev Misa. So the Mominus comes before the Misa. And even if they put it in his mouth, still when he chews it, he's got the moment as he's kona, and then when he swallows it, he's chayiv misa. So the Gemara gives three terutzim. One terutz is matzil adur al de'atchak, which means that they stuck it deep enough in that he doesn't have to return it anymore. Even if he does, it's going to be ma'us, it's going to be gross. So me'mela, when he swallows it, he's chayiv. He's not chayiv to be machzir when he puts it there, and then when he swallows it, he's chayiv both in the mamonis and on the misa. Papa says it's mashkin, which is gross when it gets in there already. So the mamonis again is not; he has no obligation to give it back. So memela, no obligation to spit it out and give it back, because it's disgusting. So memela, when he swallowed, he's chayiv both the mamonis and the misa. And Rav Ashi says, bizarre she'ochal truma mishalo. The nafkamina between Abaye and Rava is not a zar who ate truma of a coin, like we were originally learning. He's chayiv mamon to the coin, and he's chayiv misa to Hashem. But rather, zar eats his own truma. He inherited from his mother's father. His mother is a coin, so he inherited this truma. And Karashirayin Shel Chavero. And then when he's Bolea the Truma, he ripped his friend's silk garments. So the Chi of Misa B'day Shemayim comes on the Blias HaTruma, and the Chi of Tashlumin comes in the Kriya Shirayim, and they come together. Abaye says he's Pater. So Kim Leib de Rabbi Mine. And Rava says he's Chayiv because no Kim Leib de Rabbi Mine. If it's Misa B'day Shemayim. Ad kan sugis ha-gemara. Tosvis in Dibra Maschur of Ashi Amar B'zal Shechatru Mishalo V'kor Shirayim writes Perish HaKuntrus the Svir Leila of Ashi the Misa Lazeb Tashlum Lazeb Potter. Rav Ashi holds that if there's Misa Lazeh, meaning who is he Chayiv Misa because of? He's Chayiv Misa because of the fact that he ate this Truma. That's why he's Chayiv Misa. It's one Avera. In the earlier case, the Misa and the Gneva came simultaneously with the Mammon. He was Gozel Truma Mechavera. So that's all one thing. It's It's all one big chi of the mammon and the misar in the same achilas truma. But here, no, the misa is not on the mammon is not on the achilas truma. The mammon is on the shirayim of his friend that he ripped. And the Misa is on the fact that he ate Shruma. These are two different things. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Yudam Aleph, that we don't say Kimlo de Rabbi Mine when the Chi of Misa comes, because what he did to one person. And the Tashlumin to what he did to another person. There we don't say Kimlu the Rabbi Mine. The Rabbi Mine has to be the same person. So Rav Ashi here says that it's not coming from the same person. If it would have been the Shum of a Kohen, of a different Kohen, so then the Misa is because he ate that Kohen's Shuma, and the Mammon is because he ate that Kohen's Shuma. But here, it's not true. The Misa is because he ate his own Shruma. Misa lazeh, v'tashlum lazeh. And the money is because he ripped somebody else's Shirayim. According to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, apparently, you wouldn't say Kim Lev D'Ramine in such a case. Yet Rav Ashi holds that you do. Even though it's Misa lazeh, v'tashlum lazeh. It's Misa to one guy because if he's chayav Misa because he ate his own Shruma that he inherited from his grandfather, and the Tashlumin is to somebody else, he's nevertheless chayav. Mashen Kane, in the case where it's his a different Kohen's Shruma, so then you can say that it's all for the same thing. It's all for eating this truma. For eating the truma he gets. For eating this Kohen's truma he gets, Misa. And for eating this Kohen's truma, he has to pay mammon. But here, no. For eating the truma, he gets Misa. And then there's a completely different guy that he's ripping his shirayim. So the Chi of Misa and the Chi of Mammon are unrelated. And yet Rav Ashi still holds that he's that there's Kim Levi D'Rabbi Mina, even though they're seemingly unrelated. Perish HaKuntra says Tosis, the Sfir Leila Rav Ashi, the Misa Lezev, the Shlum Lezev, Pater. He holds Misa Lezev, the Shlum Lezev, Pater. Upalig Adir Rava, the Amr Perakam, the Medrim, Ploni Ba, Bas Ploni, Vuzmu, Narogan, Avishalom, Mammon Lezev, and Fushus Lazeh. Perish Mammon Labas Shiratsu Lahafsid Lak Subasa. Venefushus Lazeh Shomer Shabala. But there we have a case that Edim are made al Ploni. That he has beer with Bas Ploni. She's an Ara Murasa. And they want to be Machayev Misa, the Boel, and make her lose her Ksuba, that she's not a Basula anymore. And then they became Edim Zilmanin. They're killed and they have to pay. And Rav says, you know why? Because Mammon Lazeb and Afashis Lazeb. The Chi of Misa is because they wanted to kill the guy. And the Chi of Mammon is the Bas. That they're making her lose her Ksuba. Since they're making her lose her ksuba, that's Mammon Lazeh. And then a fascist is because they're trying to kill the guy. So you see that Rabba holds Mammon Lazeh and a fascist Lazeh. There is no Kimla Rabine. And Ravashi does. So Rashi holds that they're arguing. Tosis goes on to say, no, they're not. We're gonna skip in Tosis. To the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that even Rava holds and Rav Yosef that Mamon Lezeb and Afashus Lezeb, there is Kim Levit Rabbi Mine. And that case is an exception to the rule because there has to be a Din Hazama Klape Kol Echad. There has to be a Din Hazama Klape the Baal Mamon. And there has to be a Din Hazama Klape the Misa. Why? It has to be complete. He says, Kasha Zamim Lasis L'Achiv. It has to be what they plan to do. You have to give them what they plan to do. And they plan to make both Misa and Mamon. So here, if we let them off one of them, that's not Kasha Zamim Lasis L'Achiv. So that's only in the case of Azama. But normally, even Rava agrees that Mamon Lezeb and Afashus Lezeb, we do say Kim Lev D'Rav Aminei. And then he brings an example. What's the example? That Rava holds in Perek Ben Sora More and the Fine Dalid that if somebody pursues his friend to kill him, and now he's chayev misa, and then he breaks the kalim, whether it's the kalim of the nirduf or of anybody, he's pater on the kalim because of kim lev d'rav minei, because the chayev misa is patering him from the mammon, even though it's misa l'nirduf. In other words, the chayev misa is because he's running after the nirduf. And who's the money going to? The money is going to the Bala Kalim. Somebody else's Kalim. You see, Misa Lazeh. Misa is out the Nirduf. And the Mominus is going to the Bala Kalim. He still has to pay. We see from here that Rav himself holds that Misa Lazeh B'Tashlum and Lazeh, we say Kim Lev D'Rav Aminei, and Hazam is an exception to the rule. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. The Riva argues with him and he says it's not true. Why is it not true? Because the Afagavdim Eikara Perik Ben Sarah Mer Chashiv Roidef Misa Lazev Tashlumin Lazev. So originally the Gemara wanted to say that it's Misa Lazev Tashlumin Lazev, and therefore he's Chayiv. Nevertheless, Lefi Amaskana, it says Loshna. What does that mean, according to Tosis? It means that the Gemara retracted. V'hachi perushin, this is what it means. Eloshna mishum da'ave misa v'tashlumen le'echad. It's misa and tashlumen to the same guy. How could it be misa and tashlumen to the same guy? So Tosis explains a little bit earlier that when this guy's running after the Roidef, the Nirduf, when the Roidef is running after the Nirduf, anybody can kill him. So therefore, it's misa to anybody. And therefore, when he breaks anybody's kelim, it's misa and tashlumin to the same guy. So if it's misa lezeh tashlumin lezeh, according to Rava, says Tosfos, says the Riva, we don't say kim levi derabim mineh. But in the case of Shiber Kalim Shalacher, when he's running after the Nirduf, the reason there's Kimla Duramine is because it's Misa V'Tashlum and Ladam Echad. It's not Misa Lazeh V'Tashlum and Lazeh. Why? Because he's not only Chayav Misa, that the Nirduf can kill him, anybody can kill him. Remela, when he breaks anybody's Kalim, the Tashlum and the Misa come because of the same person. Rabbeinu Tam holds not like that. Rabbeinu Tam holds that this is a case of Misa Lezeh V'Tashlum and Lezeh. And Rava holds Misa Lezeh V'Tashlum and Lezeh. We do say Kim Levi D'Rabbi Mineh. And Eitz Zomen is an exception. So we have to understand what the Yisod of the Machlok Sim Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva is. If Gabe Rodef, it's called Misa V'Tashlum and Le'echad to one guy, or Misa Lezeh V'Tashlum and Lezeh. Not only that, but we saw in the Sugya that the Sugya started, Tosfos quotes, originally the Sugya thought like Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Riva, that it's Misa Lezeh V'Tashlum and Lezeh. And Lefi HaMaskana, the Gemara was Chozer Bo. So what changed? Sweet friends, if Hashem gives us the Koach and the Moach and the Simchas Chaim, in a coming Shir, we will, the Derech Haflev Afelim Yitz Hashem, explain the Shitos HaRishonim, and we will give ourselves a Baracha. We should be zocha lilmod ulamed lishma velasos ulekayim is called divrei salma terasa v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.